meet, Joe Biden refused suggestion to revive Remain in Mexico, mega border flood more humane. By Neil Monroe on April 11, 2022. President Joe Biden and his top deputies discarded President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico border control policy because it successfully blocks migrants, the New York Times reported Saturday. Instead, Biden and his deputies prefer a humane system that welcomes migrants, regardless of the nation's popular immigration laws that protect ordinary Americans' wages, housing, and careers, according to the Times article. Trump's 2019 Remain in Mexico program was one program that had been effective at keeping some migrants out of border detention facilities, the article admitted, as it explained why Biden's team discarded the program. During a White House meeting last summer, 2021, convened to discuss options for dealing with the record numbers of migrants at the border, Ms. Elizabeth Sherwood Randall raised the possibility of restoring the program, with some additional protections for migrants, according to two people familiar with the matter. That idea horrified immigration advocates inside the administration, who viewed it not only as a breach of Mr. Biden's campaign pledge, but also as a retreat from the promise of a more humane, for migrants, immigration system. Mr. Biden, too, appeared uncomfortable with the idea, according to a person who was in the room for the meeting. Since then, a court has forced Biden's deputies to restart the program. But Biden's officials have only used it for about 2,000 people out of the 1 million-plus migrants who have been caught at the border since Biden's inauguration. The program, also called the Migrant Protection Protocols, sends migrants back into camps in Mexico for a few months until a judge is ready to hear their pleas for asylum. If the migrants lose their pleas for asylum, they are flown home. If they win, they are allowed into the United States. The Remain in Mexico policy works because it blocks economic migrants from getting the U.S. jobs they need to repay their smuggling debts. If the migrants cannot get jobs, they cannot pay their smuggling debts, Walter Sinch, the executive director of the Ecuadorian International Alliance, told Breitbart News in March. All over, coyotes are lending money to migrants, but they have to sign a document saying if you're not paying the debt, I'll take your land or house or any other property, he said. If the debt is not paid, most of the time, they ended up taking the properties, he said. In contrast, Biden and his deputies prefer to accelerate the economic migration by offering catch and release to the migrants. The policy allows the migrants to cross the border and take a job the next day. For Biden and his deputies, their progressive desire to treat foreign migrants humanely trumps their legal and national obligation to protect their fellow Americans' wages, careers, and housing from a wave of migrant laborers and renters. The result has been a massive inflow of roughly 1 million cheap workers, whose desperation for work is exploited by U.S. employers. The employers now can hire the migrant workers while discarding American workers, cutting their wages, and reducing workplace accommodations for parents, recovering addicts, untrained youths, and people who might return to work after years of relying on government handouts. But Biden and his pro-migration team intend to further expand the migrant inflow by removing the Title 42 legal barrier on the border in mid-May. The New York Times reported that the response to the expected migration spike is to offer the migrants quick processing and efficient transport to the jobs they want. Homeland Security officials recently released a plan for responding to that spike. An official from the Federal Emergency Management Agency is leading the operation, which aims to swiftly and humanely get migrants through border processing and into immigration detention or to their final destination. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations. For example, Nation of Immigrants, to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of migrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. The self-serving economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point. It is brutal to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities, shrinks their salaries and wages, raises their housing costs, and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. Extraction migration also distorts the economy and curbs Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to use stoop labor instead of machines. Migration also reduces voters' political clout, undermines employees' workplace rights, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. An economy built on extraction migration also alienates young people and radicalizes Americans' democratic compromise, promoting civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, exploits poor people, splits foreign families, and extracts wealth from the poor home countries. The extraction migration policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the United States from a society governed by European origin civic culture into a progressive-led empire of competing identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times on March 21. It will be an extraordinary achievement. We will ultimately triumph, he insisted. Not surprisingly, the wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another. Successfully,